Oh god damn, what the fuck? What is the shittiest fucking chapter 2 of Tuzuzel Quest? The devil and motherfucking Iron.
Awake again, feeling numb. Still there, whatever you are.
Check condition.
I'm a little numb everywhere. I feel slower than before. I don't think it's blood loss. Something else. I can stand well enough, though. Bleeding stopped nicely.
Put some clothes on, you harlot.
I don't feel cold. Wait, what?
Well, now that you're less bleeding, what's all in this room?
About the same as before, except the locker's open. Two tubes, one of which had me in it. The other, which has a kind of forklift-looking machine against it. Big metal box between the two tubes. A console in the middle of the room. Blank monitor on the wall opposite the tubes, as well as a big door. There really isn't much fluid on the floor as was in the tube. It must have gone through a drain when I tried opening the door. I guess they built it way so the place doesn't flow whenever they open one of these things.
Do you have any sense of how long you were asleep?
Not long. Or do you mean how long I was asleep in the tube? I have no idea of that one.
Look over the contents of the locker again, would you?
Okay.
In particular, what's that on the top shelf?
Unlabeled box. You want I open it?
And is there anything noteworthy about the safe and picture on the bottom shelf?
It's actually a cardboard box with a picture of something like a toy sitting on top of the shelf.
Put those rubber boots on. Open the unlabeled box.
Inside the long packages labeled E-Rat.
What about the labeled box?
Can you get a closer look at that sleeve?
It might
not work to rip out the lock, so don't do that yet. It looks like more solid than the locker.
I'm not sure if I can rip the lock out. Oh, your tail's very sensitive to vibration.
Oh, more so than the rest of me, I think. But everything just feels numb right now. I hope it goes away. I spin the dial. I feel like I could figure this out if my body would cooperate, but it just doesn't. I put on the coat and get the stun gun. It makes a satisfying pop when I hit the switch.
Then check out the monitor and the console.
The monitor looks boring. It's just a black screen. The console's another story. Buttons! I mess around the buttons and stuff, but they don't seem to respond. I know the keyhole in the left corner of the console. In the left laptop pocket is a key and a code. Should I use the key on this? I use the key! A new panel pops up.
Do the buttons have any markings?
I wish this place had a manual or something.
Push the dash button. For one.
Nothing happens. Push, 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 push. Hey! Four plus. That's a little squirt of liquid for one of those tubes that was in my arm.
You sure the other tube is empty, right?
Oh, that would have been a really good thing to check before I started.
Oh boy, this does not end well.
Oh shit. It's empty. Nobody saw that. It's occurring to me that there's been no sound alive whatsoever in this place. And with its way of getting voices in my head. Then again, I have no memory of ever not having had them. You.
I take a closer look at those buttons labeled emergency before you try pushing that door.
Oh, there's two buttons here, plus a big panel labeled emergency. Twice on tracks. Looking like I can slide down and open. I stretch and tug at the cover, but it doesn't want to slide. I'm worried I'll break this thing. I consider trying the open button, or is that too simple? I push the button and the panel slides open. I've got it. revealing a large breaker-looking switch currently off. I put the boot on my hand and then throw the switch. There's a very quiet hum, and the ACTV button glows red. I push the button. There's a computer chirp and a growing hum. It's coming from the tube. Hey, what's this? Shit! Fuck! I open the circuit. The arcing bolts weaken and then snap.
Check to see how badly you were burned by the electricity.
The bolts arced into my hand and then out my foot. I have small but painful surface burns on my left hand and leg. Plus across my midsection. Doesn't seem too terribly bad. Apart from that, I feel like an airplane crashed into my chest.
Investigate the big door.
Same as before. It's big and thick and I can't move it. There's a key code slot next to it.
You seriously dropped the key card? Fuck, I missed a post.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone I missed a post. It'll be our secret. Scroll back up. There's that pockets post. We're gonna do that. Number 69.
Are there any pockets on that coat?
Yeah, currently carrying a...
You seriously dropped the key card?
I took it out earlier when I was messing with the other key. It's not melted or anything. It doesn't fit in the slot the wide way. Doesn't do anything the narrow way. Well, a red light comes on, but I don't think the red light's what I'm after.
Examine the key card.
Okay. That's the same name as it's on my new jacket.
Both sides.
The back's just barcodes.
How do you know what an airplane is?
Same reason I know what electricity is. Or barcodes. Or yakets. No idea.
Maybe it did work. And the light was supposed to be red. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those automatic doors that stays closed when you activate it.
There's what looks to be a card slot just below the monitor. Try the card there.
The computer screen changed since I last saw it. Probably from the electricity arcing everywhere. When I put the card in, it starts booting up.
Hug self.
Look like hugging you, voices? I'm gonna need to hug my head for that. Okay, the thing starts up and wants a password, but I can no gain as a guest.
I'm not familiar with this crap, but it seems fairly straightforward. I can either click things at random, or you can tell me what to look for. The first file I clicked on was password protected, so don't get mad if I can't actually open much stuff.
It's unlikely you're going to get the emotional benefits of a normal hug without another person involved, so, you know, whatever.
Owing to present circumstances, I am willing to seriously consider the possibility that I am completely insane. Find Quillig. Pulls up a big pile of what look like journal entries, most of which I can't open. The rest are long and meandering. This is really wordy. I'm just going to skim if that's fine by you. Harold Quillig was a person. A human, I think. Assigned to Quadrant 5. He came here, and here is called High Sec 3. I think, from time to time, to check up on things. He seemed interested in some creatures he named Ophion. Nicks on the fangs, and some kind of alien creature called Tethys.
Find Tozel narrows down the previous list. A Tozel is what they store in this room, I think. Weird, the word only brings up journal entries, nothing that looks official.
Well, you're not so insane as to be incapacitated by it, at least.
Woo!
Browse the web.
Connection is down. In fact, I can't even access a local network.
Try and drag up a name for this place.
Just keeps pulling a quadrant 5. But that's it.
Can you read any of these Toe's old journal entries? Well, here's an early one. Eerie. This room is eerie. The kill switch is within arm's reach. It's always within arm's reach. They used to keep the Tozel guarded constantly. It seems so weak, like a person.
After this is a list of scientific and medical talk I don't understand.
I'll see if you can scan any of the Tozel entries for anything useful.
Most of these are useless and perplexing. They are clearly written, assuming that the writer already knows all of this shit I'm trying to figure out.
Even then, it's getting less interesting as I go. Blah blah, no change. Blah blah, no change. Wait, this one's different. The Tozel hasn't been so much as twitched since I've started taking these records. The thrill of this research is largely gone where this one is concerned. The younger bioengineering subjects hold my interest now. Nothing's happening here. Nothing will happen. I'm just here to record the fact that nothing's changed since the last recording and watch its endless sleep. Does it dream? I imagine not. The skin's closed up, but the rot remains. The brain is finished.
It tries and tries to heal. It's like trying to unburn ashes.
Vital signs unchanged and minimal.
I guess we're a side effect of the treatment they did on you. Or just the brain damage.
Who knows? This might be just how my brain's supposed to work.
Okay, probably not.
Does the counter display a time? Compared to the dates on the journal entries, you can try.
It's 20/09. 6/13/22/04. Quillig's journal entry starting 22/02 and it last month. Search so big and next Ophion, Nyx, and Thanes are experimental biotechnology creatures kept in this portion of the facility.
Mutated or engineered or something. Tethys is code for some kind of artifact that was recovered a long time ago from something called the Athelum Impact Event.
Oh, that's the last entry for Tozel.
The Tozel is no further use of a fence being assigned to the press stage is clearly a joke they play on the new guy. A joke that has gone too far. Gone on for far too long. No matter, I've talked down the number of analysis is recorded. Oh my god, that's the fucking doorbell.
Keeping the thing sedated is a waste of perfectly good toxins. I can't believe they expect it to wake up. All efforts to gain useful data from its structure have proven unsatisfactory. I'd just destroy it now if I had the authority. If the diplomats find out about this project, it'll be on all our heads.
Something, or at least something. To eat, or whatever.
Nom, 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 nom. This tastes pretty awful. No wonder they were all unopened.
I guess open up the other tube.
It's empty, unless you mean scour the walls and stuff.
Try searching for safe codes in the computer if you haven't done so already.
Oh, that seems pretty obvious now that you mention it.
Let's see. Matai was on my case again about the keycard.
Oh, I locked it in the safe. Can't remember why. I don't see the point. We're not even allowed to operate in high-sec zones without someone watching from the control point to open all the doors for us. Reminder, safe combination is the base number. Then that plus 40. Then that minus 11. Math. Math.
5 minus 45 minus 34.
Nah, see, quadrant 5 is a play on words. Quadrant just means you're splitting something up 4 ways into 4 quadrants. You can have a 5th quadrant. It's not a base no-
Oh, I worked! Inside is a guarantee key card and scrap paper with 2914 written on it.
Pose as a team, cause she just got real. No, it doesn't matter that the team is only yourself.
That voice is in my hand, make me feel less alone. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy and I got a gun.
See if the codes unlock files on the computer.
Hint, the name of old girlfriend's pet. Plus molecular weight of favorite food.
Check what's on the other side of the paper. Did we get a new name off the key card?
This one just says, hi, sec.
Searches journal entries for a girlfriend in the third, anyway.
This returns one text file. Quit trying to guess my password.
Type in that you have awakened, then try the new keycard on the door.
All right, fuckers. Here I come.
Oh my fucking god, what the shit will Penji get up to next? Who the fuck knows? This is the fucking end of chapter 2. Oh yeah, girl!